We have another one that's related to crash here from Neo in Singapore. Will the BAM model be completely wrong about the crash, and will eventually proceed to an all-time high? More importantly, is there a price level and/or time constraint where we will know the BAM model is completely wrong?
Yes. This sort of, we already covered the answer to this question, I think, earlier. For those of you who just joined the call, first of all, the quick answer is no, I don't think the model will be completely wrong. If it is, it'll be the first time that's happened in 90 years. Because my model isn't built like a typical quant model, because my model was developed using data from the period that preceded the 1929 top and then 32 through 32, and the move up into the 87 top and the crash after that. I mean, all of the data, all the information that I used to build the model was pulled from those two studies of those two periods, and then broken down and proved through fractals through a 90-year period. I don't think that human nature is going to change. I mean, I think that I'm on to something here that's unchangeable. So what I think we're asking, really asking here is, you know, when will the market finally realize that it's hovering above an air pocket? And I think the answer is, you know, pretty much immediately. As I said, I've never seen any type of market, you know, stocks, commodities, anything move this long without paying the price, basically falling in line with what the model's saying. And the longer it moves against the model, the quicker the decline takes place. So I have a pretty basic rule where any move that's considered an overthrow, so that means that if the model were to tell me that the Dow should have stopped moving higher at the 8,000 level, for instance, and then the market moves to 10,000, well, there's a rule in the model that says that move from 8 to 10 will be erased four times faster than it unfolded. It's my 4X rule. So the longer the market extends past the period in which the model said the market was supposed to top, the faster it falls. And the fact that we already were moving into crash zones tells me that when this market does finally turn, regardless of who's trying to hold it up, the decline is going to be much more swift and much more brutal than the majority of market participants are expecting. And I do believe, because of the fact that the market had such a low volume advance off of the March lows, that you're going to see a lot of large hedge funds trapped in positions. I made this point before, but it's a simple fact that if you're a large hedge fund, you don't move into a position in a single day. It takes you typically 4 to 7 sessions of easing into the volume to either establish your position or unwind your position. So, and that's under normal volume circumstances. So if a market is trading below average volume, that might take you 10 to 14 days to move into that position. Well, if then the market turns with a vengeance and starts to decline on high volume, you're trapped, basically, because you don't the funds normally don't dump shares into a declining tape like that, and especially if a market rolls over and they're not convinced there's a good reason for the decline to be taking place. So I think that there'll be a lot of people trapped in this decline when it comes. There'll be a first group of people who don't believe that it's the decline that's going to lead us back down toward the lows or through the lows, and then I think you'll have another group that, you know, is, again, the first group isn't selling because they don't believe it's a decline that's going to have follow-through. The second group isn't selling because they're waiting for the volume to slow down and the decline to slow down, and it's just not going to happen, and I believe they're going to be trapped until finally they've given back so much of the gains that then they do actually capitulate and some emotion comes back into the tape. What you guys will notice is as soon as we can get this VIX to rise, the accuracy of the model will go up tenfold overnight. So, you know, thanks for sticking with us through this period that has actually been the toughest period in stocks I've ever had to live through. But I know good things are coming. Our VIX model is expecting, a pretty powerful move up in volatility into year-end and then into the first couple weeks of January. So we'll have the wind at our back at that point.